These hundreds of protesters from Pakistan's tribal regions are marching towards the parliament in the capital Islamabad. They seek an end to the years of bloodshed in Parachanar in Kurram Agency, located in the federally administered tribal areas. The country's only Shia-dominated tribal region has been in the grip of violence for years. The people of the area say pro-Taliban militants, having strong presence in the area, are responsible for the unrest.
The main problem is blocking our road, which is blocked by the Taliban, and these Taliban slaughtered the people of Kurram Agency.
Speakers at the rally say Parachanar is facing worst humanitarian crisis due to the closure of main road linking Parachanar to the rest of the country for the last 4 years. Reports say over 4,000 people, most of them from the Shia community, have been killed since the violence engulfed Parachanar back in 2005. The protesters staged a sit-in in front of the parliament to urge the government to restore peace in their area. They were joined by the politicians, including a lawmaker from the area who has boycotted the parliamentary proceedings until peace is returned to Parachanar.
There is no sectarian war in Parachanar. In fact, the local tribes are being targeted by Taliban. We assure the government our full support for the military operation against the militants in the area.
Others have also endorsed the idea.
Parachanar people also deserve justice. They also have human rights. Parachanar is also a part of Pakistan. It should be treated as a part of Pakistan. The government should provide protection, first of all, protection of life and property.
In the meantime, government insists it is doing its best to bring normalcy to the area. It brokered a peace deal between the rival groups in 2008, but these protesters say the government has failed to ensure its implementation.
According to official figures, over 32,000 families have been displaced from Parachanar due to the years of violence. Last month, the country's prime minister announced financial compensation for the affected people. However, hundreds of these protesters from the area have rejected the move, saying the only way to address the problem is to treat the area at par with other parts of the country and establish the writ of the law enforcement agencies there. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.